Okay, we left off on Thursday. We were talking about a very long shaila that Rosh Hashanah raised about a person who davened, but he missed one of the mentions, one of the askaras that he's supposed to be mentioning at particular times of the year, say, for example, Yalav Yavo. So the long shaila is that what's the nature of what just happened? So on the one hand, he davened for us, right? The other hand, he left out Yalav Yavo. So should we say that the lack of Yalav Yavo, that means he didn't daven Shmoneh Esrei? That means Chazal Misakim and on Rosh Chodesh have to daven Shmoneh Esrei with the Yalav Yavo. And if you left out Yalav Yavo, that can't be about like you missed part of Shmoneh Esrei. So it's either those Baal Klal. So is that equation true or not? Or should we say no? We should say that there are almost like two halachas playing out here. There's one halach of davening. So davening, the basic text of Shmoneh Esrei, is the same every day of the year. Except there's a din that you have to say Yalav Yavo. There's an added component that you have to mention Yalav Yavo. So is pshat that the lack of Yalav Yavo is a chisor in the etzem ha-tfilah? Kidolo is pavo klal? Or do we say no? Do we say that the lack of Yalav Yavo is just a losing out of that hazgar of Yalav Yavo, but the tfilah basically you did have? So the question is obvious. How can anybody say that you were yaitze tfilah? If so, how could that be halach you have to daven over again? In the Ma'aseh, the Gemara of the Farish, that if you miss Yalav Yavo at Shabbos and Mincha and Rosh Chodesh, you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. So how could you daven over again? If I was yaitze Shmoneh Esrei, it's Ma'aseh Brocha V'Tala. So the answer is that if you hold that you were basically yaitze Shmoneh Esrei, but you weren't yaitze Yalav Yavo, so then the Takonos HaKonim was, but you have to say Yalav Yavo. And Yalav Yavo has to be said in the context of a Shmoneh Esrei. You can't just get up and say, okay, you know, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, okay, that's not going to help. It has to be done in the context of a tefillah. So we're Nebuch almost saying to you, daven 19 brachas, so that you will be enabled to say Yalav Yavo in the context of tefillah. But it's not really Hilchos tefillah that's the engine that's driving you to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei.
If I were to leave out Antachonin, would that have to repeat Shmoneh
Esrei? Yeah, because you didn't daven Shmoneh Esrei, yeah.
So even though there's no bracha attached to Yalav Yavo, it's considered
right. It's considered to be right. It's like it's like in a part, like it's like part of the bracha, like part of Shmoneh Esrei, right?
So if I were to leave out a line in Antachonin,
well, it depends. It depends how much the tracks from the Shmoneh Esrei. Let's say you miss a word here and there, it doesn't change the whole tzur of the bracha. That would be okay. But there are different minhagim about different nuschos, about different words in the Shmoneh Esrei, because the Chazal weren't kaveh every single word of the Shmoneh Esrei. They kaveh the themes of the brachas.
I was davening at a minyan. Right, before I
moved
to camp, and the guy just skipped the
bracha of
Hashiveng
all together.
Oh, yeah,
that's
happening.
We had it on the first day of camp.
Right. I missed it.
He missed
Balshidim. The guy was Epicurus. He was Balshidim.
He missed Atachonin, and they made him, and afterwards, I was sitting in the base, everyone had left, and they did another Chazar Sashatz right there. Everyone had gone out. There was 10. Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Okay. Alrighty, okay, anyway, getting back to that story. So this seems to be the root of the issue that the Rishonim are debating. Tosfos is throwing the hands up, Rabbeinu Yonah is throwing the hands up about what do we say to the guy who missed Yalav Yavo at Mincha and Rosh Chodesh, and now if he's going to do Tashlumin, so it's going to be a farce, so it's going to be a joke, he's going to do Tashlumin without Yalav Yavo again. So is that an acceptable procedure or not? To insist on davening a Matzoi Rosh Chodesh without Yalav Yavo. So basically, Rabbeinu Yonah spells it out. Rabbeinu Yonah says, well, it depends on the Shaila. Right? Everyone saw the Rabbeinu Yonah? So let's take a look. So Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah, Chachmi Provence. Who knows what Provence was?
Provence.
Where was it?
France.
In southern France, okay? In the Middle Ages, so France was divided into two parts. It was northern France and southern France, and they were legamri different worlds, so totally, totally different cultures, different everything. So the Talmid Chachamim in northern France, they were closer to the Balaitosis, they were closer to the communities of Germany. The Rishonim in southern France were closer to the communities in Italy. It's legamri different than Hagim, different worlds entirely. The Chachmi Provinces al Oimrim, the Kevin Shabbosa Tfilma Yatzide Chiyuv. So the Chachmei Provence are screaming and saying, of course you have to have Tashlumin. Why do you have to have Tashlumin? Because Lamaisi didn't what? You didn't daven. That's what he said. Shalo yitlo is palo, kamish lo is palo klal. Who's palo shtayim le'erev? I, the Alpha Pishik, for over Rosh Chodesh, and I'm asking Rosh Chodesh, if you're so up, Umeiri Harav, what's the Nreish Vavar, what's that one?
Nero Yechda.
Not Derechmanu Parke. The Kodesh Baruch Hu should watch over him, should redeem him. It was a Kabbalistic way of writing about a Rebbe. Umeri Arav, these are written by the students of Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah, Hayim Esupik Vedav, he wasn't so sure. Rabbeinu Yonah wasn't so sure what the din is. So this seems to be the very nekuda that they're fighting about. What exactly is the nature of this halacha of these askaros of Yalav Yavo? Is it an integral part of the Shemoneh Esrei, or is it something which is external? Then at the very end, how should we paskin? So Rabbeinu Yonah continues. So says the Rabbeinu Yonah that when it push comes to shove, we're not sure what the answer to the question is. So what should we tell? What should we recommend the fellow who missed Yalav Yavo at Mincha? Tell him that's a suffix. And now you have a suffix. So normally in brachas, say suffix brachas l'hokil. But uchas tefillah, you always have in your back pocket. What's that ammunition in your back pocket called? Called tefillas nedava. Gevaldik avar. Tefillas
nedava.
What?
No.
Any tefillah. No. You can have tefillas nedava. So therefore, you can daven tefillas nedava. And you can always have in mind, like the following: very long the tefillas nedava. If I'm chayef to daven tashlumin, does this tefillas tashlumin? And if I'm not chayef to daven tashlumin, but the other rishonim are right, so then this at least be tefillas nedava. And then Rabbeinu Yonah goes one step further. V'ein tzarch lechadish b'davar. He says that this kind of a tefillas nedava that we're going to advocate now doesn't require chiddush davar. What does chiddush davar mean? That's the Gemara, the third paragraph of brachas. The Gemara says, usually when you daven tefillas nedava, classic tefillas nedava, a guy daven shachris, he daven gevaldik geshmak shachris at 7 o'clock in the morning, and he gets so excited about davening, he wants to daven again. So 9 o'clock in the morning, he wants to daven all over again. So the Gemara says, great, gevaldik, halavashis balim kalayim kulay. The only thing is, mevashi chadish bedava. That you can't just get up and say the same thing. You got to come up with something a little bit more creative. So what does that mean, shechadish bedava? That's a big machlekes of Rishonim within the sugya tefillas nedava. So some Rishonim say, shechadish bedava means each and every bracha requires a new twist, a new chat to it. So you have to have something really new. Before I just daven for, baruch later, just daven for a little bit of parnasa. Now I got to come to something really important. I got to say, come on, Rebbeinu, I got to ace this final. Right? I got to get in 100 of these regions. Right? That's baruch later, okay? And then when I get to the bracha of Bani Yerushalayim, so you have to say, I have to start thinking of something new and some new chap and some new theme. You have to get to each one. That's quite a hefty job. So other Rishonim are more maybe. Other Rishonim say that as long as you throw on one chiddush davar to one of the brachas, that's good enough.
When you say throw on a chiddush davar, tell them, have kavana?
No, you got to say it. You got to come in. Yeah,
so when do you say?
In each bracha, you got to come up with some kind of chap.
Before you say baruch
atah? No, right, probably right before the last phrase of the bracha. So the Rush happens to have a fascinating insight as to what Chiddush Badava means. The Rush, the third path, this is a throwback, almost something we spoke about the very first day. The Rush says that Chiddush Badava means not that you personally are coming up with something creative. That's not the focus. The focus is that a new need has come up. You can't just stop Davin and Tefillas Badava just like that, says the Rush. It has to be in response to some new tzarech. So let's say when I Davin Shachris this morning, So it wasn't such a day, so let's say nobody was sick, Baruch Hashem, everyone was healthy. I daven shachar, I said refa'enu, I said half-baked refa'enu and shachar. And all of a sudden, after davening, I check my foot, my great aunt is sick in the hospital, I feel so. So says the Rush, that's what it is, chiddush davar. Now you have something new to daven for.
So why don't you say mishberach for the chol? Why does it have to be with the Shemoneh Esrei? If you have one bracha that needs it, you don't have to.
You have a halavai shesbal kol kulot. Means it's a great thing to daven all day. Nothing else to do is daven all day. Okay. The only thing is that Chazal didn't want to become hefkevel. It's just with Beirola and say the same words over again. So the Gemara says you need chiddush davar. So the Rush has a unique part. Chiddush davar doesn't just mean you're going to come up with a new text. Chiddush davar means it's taka a real new need. But again, so comes Rabbeinu Yonah and says that whole sugya of chiddush davar back from the third pick of brachas is not relevant over here. Why? So the Rabbeinu Yonah is a gemaldik and says up to Rabbeinu Yonah. He says that b'med devam amurim that you need chiddush davar. That's when you really don't have to daven over again. But over here, kaven shu ispalo so derech hasofek ki shema halach l'shetzach l'chaz ispalo so l'chay ve'im l'chay chiddush davar mizeh. Says Rabbeinu Yonah that that's called the chiddush davar. I'm davening for a reason. I'm davening not because stam the davar. I'm davening because I have a suffix. So what's Rabbeinu Yonah saying? The word of chiddush davar means that even though, you know, we have to always like balance a little bit of a, you know, a tightrope to walk. On the one hand, halavai shesbalam kol yom kulo. It's a great thing to daven all day. That's wonderful, fantastic, avaldik. On the other hand, when you do that, what ends up happening when you tend to do something all the time?
It
becomes routine. It takes away from the geshmak of it, takes away from the excitement of it. So therefore, Chazal almost like set up this like this this new entity called Tzvilas Nedava and said, yes, we're encouraging Tzvilas Nedava, but you have to make a little bit new. You have to give a little bit of mechesh, a little bit of something. It's not appropriate just to keep on chazing over, say the same words, vayta, 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 every time. But Zokti Bini, you know, what if the reason why I'm davening the second time around is there is already a legitimate halachic need for that davening? What is that? What's the halachic need? I'm what? I'm a sophist. I don't know what the answer. I don't know what the din is. I'm not sure. It's hard for me to be machriya whether the chachmei from Pansa right, the Balatayser right, the Rush right. I'm not sure whether a guy who missed Yalav Yavim Mincha is really truly supposed to be davening tashlumin or not. So since I have a latest a sophic, that makes up for the halacha of chiddush davar. I don't need a formal chiddush davar. Chiddush davar is just the way of some new dimension to the Shemoneh Esrei. There's some reason, there's something to justify the Shemoneh Esrei. So if I can justify the Shemoneh Esrei because I have a sveik in the Bina, that's also a valid justification. There's no need for Chiddush Dov. Fine. That's what Ben Yair says.
Is it like a plan words that he's saying at the end?
The what?
He's saying there's no bigger Chiddush on this?
Yeah, I don't know if he means that literally. I'm not sure if he means literally Chiddush Dov. I'm not sure. I mean, he thinks that this is a great Chiddush that he's saying. I'm not sure. Maybe. Yeah.
So you're really dabbling. You said earlier that if you don't, when you dabble that tefillah, like you start in the tefillah home and then you.
Yeah, that's for sure no good. That you can't switch in the middle.
Isn't this in a way similar to that you have half the mindset tefillah school and after?
No, it's a suffix. No. This is not half and half. This is, I don't know, I'm not sure what the din is. I'm not such a great demach. I'm keeping my career between the Bisharim. So I'm going to dabble whatever it is the Bisharim should plug in the right way.
He's taking half the din from, he's saying, we're going to take the din that you don't have to be mechadish b'davar because maybe it's
kind of because he's saying that's what chiddush davar is just accomplishing, that there's some kind of legitimate need for what you're doing.
Right.
So this is also a legitimate need. This is an equally valid legitimate need. That's what the Rebbe is saying. Fine. So Rabbi Sai, would we encourage this b'sman hazeh? Would we encourage following this psak, this recommendation of Ben Yehuda B'zman Hazeh? Let's say Lepais, a guy on the Mincha Rosh Chodesh, Sechadei Rosh Chodesh, he forgets Yalav Yav, he wakes up 2 hours later, he's about to top of Ma'ariv, then he's scratching his head, he's figuring out, should I dive in Tashlubin or not? The Chachmei Pavan says, Zok Tazoyin, and Taisa Zok Tazoyin, Ben Yehuda Zok Tazoyin, what do I do? Oh, dive in Tfilis Tadova. Do we have any problems with that?
Yeah.
What's our problem with that?
Yeah.
We're not big Tfilas Nedava people. You know we're not big Tfilas Nedava people. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from Rabbeinu Yehuda. Why don't we like Tfilas Nedava? Well, the Maaseh Chazal with Kaved, you're allowed to do it.
I just read on Shabbos. I was reading the Halacha Yomi from Avinah Mansur.
Okay.
So he says that if someone davened earlier Mincha and he generally davened at 5 o'clock, so if he didn't daven at 1 o'clock. Then he goes regular routine to 5 o'clock. He started davening. He should stop in the middle of his Shemoneh Esrei. He's davening. But if he did the same by Ma'ariv, since Ma'ariv is only a Rishus,
Rambam.
Continue.
King Katav Rambam. Okay, that's right. It's Machlokes the Rambam and the Rambam. Right. Very good. You're right. 100% right. 100% right. Correct. That's the Shita's the Rambam. But back to you again. So I have a guy wants to know, Rabbi, I'm standing here at night. And I want to have a sveik at the dinan, Rabbeinu Yehuda, because I should daven Tfilas Nedava. But we don't like davening Tfilas Nedava. We're not big Tfilas Nedava people. You know why? Why don't we like Tfilas Nedava?
We have to work on our chayva first.
Well, let's work on the chayva first, right? Let's figure out to do the chiyuvim first. It's like the Yerushalmi says, you know, we're just laying the Parshas Matos. So what does it say in Parshas Matos? The whole Parshas about the Dorim and Shavuos. It's the famous Yerushalmi. You know what Yerushalmi says? That it's not a good idea to take the Dorim. You know why? Ever know the phrase of Yerushalmi? Lo dayecha b'mashe asu l'chatayra. It's not enough. Chazir, shatnez, lashnar is not enough for you. Means you're ready, you're observing all the other 650 mitzvahs. You got everything down pat, so you need a few more. He said, work on what the Torah says first before you throw in your own good looks. That's the same type of idea that Shulchan Aruch quotes, that when you really become an expert in regular chos tefillah, then we'll let you daven Tfilas Nedava. So we're shying away. Generally speaking, we're not so thrilled about.
Why can't we use Tfilas Nedava to our advantage?
Oh. So that's a shout. That's a shout in the postgame about. On the one hand, we don't like to run after to run after Tfilas the Dov is Manazah. On the other hand, we have a situation where we're in a suffix, we're in a bother, we're in a shtickle pickle, right? So we're in a, that's a good one, we're in a shtickle pickle. So what do you do? So some the poskim say that a bechiyah gavna you can rely on Tfilas the Dov. That means you shouldn't stop rely on Tfilas the Dov. Stop yesh me'ayim for no reason. The guy 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I daven such a great mincha 1:20, I daven another one at 3 o'clock. It'd be fair, you know, go play 3 and 3, do something else. You know, work on ma'ariv. But here, I'm not doing it because I want to be a hilik tzaddik. I'm doing it because what am I going to do? Because I have a sfeik din. I'm not sure what the din is. Okay, good. Okay. Rabbi, let's get back to that story.
So now it's not as there would be more wiggle.
So I would say that Tfilas the Dov, you would say, yeah, we would say Tfilas the Dov when you have some real sfeikas. Okay. Fine. So Rabbi said, let's get back to that story now. So the basic issue is really one and the same. We're still not sure what the nature of this askar of Yalav Yavo is all about. For that matter, Yalav Yavo is not the only askar that we have in Halacha. There are other askars, other things that are mentioned in davening. There are other insertions, other passages at different times of the year are put into davening. It's also not clear, are these integral parts of the davening? Or are these almost like secondary, like tangential things that are just placed into the davening, but they don't impact on the etzma tefillah itself? So it's based on this type of a shaila that became the root of a major, major machlokes in the Gedolei HaPoskim about the following shaila. So if you take a look at the second to last of Ma'amar Kaimis, the Gemara we already spoke about way, way back. Amar Rav Hanan Rav Tovel Hiskasho Yesh Chodesh Arvis Ein Machzirin Oso V'Vishayim Beis De Mekachas HaChodesh Yalav Yoyim. If a person forgot to say Yalav Yovo Ma'ariv of Rosh Chodesh Nishkefelech, you don't have to go back. Why? Because anyway, Beis Din is not Mekash HaChadosh until the next day. Kiddush HaChadosh has to be done by Beis Din. Beis Din doesn't sit at night. So Kiddush HaChadosh only takes effect in the morning. It only takes effect during the daylight hours. And be able, if you missed Yalav Yavo, night Nishkevel. Who remembers, where did we first discuss this? Who brought a riot to something from this? Tzvi brought a riot. The Tzvi Tzvos Arvis Rishus? Right, right. The fact that the Gemara doesn't even address Tzvos Arvis Rishus sounds like Tzvos Arvis Rishus really means you have to daven. It doesn't really mean it's a Rishus. It's not a real Rishus. Good. Very good.
According to this Gemara, why do you even say
Yalav Yavo? Oh, wait, okay. We're going to talk about it in a second. So comes the Shaar HaTzion, Shaar HaTzion with the notes written by the Mishnah Berurah. It's the Shaar HaTzion Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. And it quotes from one of the poskim in Europe. I don't know anything else that we know from this particular rabbi, but he became famous for this psak. Rebechai Yodim Hevi B'Shem HaGoyim Ari Ebulah Pasvela. I have no idea. That must have been a town in Poland somewhere. The following famous, famous psak in the Mishnah Berurah. Shimto b'leil Rosh Hashanah v'omer HaMelech HaKadosh. If a person made a mistake in Rosh Hashanah night and didn't say HaMelech HaKadosh, you guys are a real whopper. I mean, he didn't have a machzor. First, he's real, real, you know, kanaka trying to daven without a machzor. He forgot to say HaMelech HaKadosh. So the first night of Rosh Hashanah. Now, normally, leaving out HaMelech HaKadosh is a disaster. Why? The Gemara says at the end of the first Pekah Brachas that there were two shinuyim that Chazal were misakein in the tefillah of Aseret Yemei. One of them was the saying of HaMelech HaKadosh, the other was the saying of HaMelech HaMishpat. Those are the only two that are mentioned by Chazal. Where will the other ones come from? So, the earliest we have is mentioned in the Gaonim, the saying of Zochrein, the saying of Michamochle, Uksob, and the Sefer Chaim. Those four other insertions are only B'Teras Minog, quite the Rubid Rubid Rishayim, they're not Me'inikra Din, because they don't appear in the Gemara, they were instituted later in the days of the Gaonim. There's actually a whole shaila about them. What right do we have to add Dish Menestri, especially the first three Brachs? In fact, the last one, the Sefer Chaim, so there was a big, big machlekes, different in Hogim, how that bracha ends off. So there was a very, very difficult halachic custom that existed in many communities in Europe that still exists a little bit today. And what is that? So who here has ever heard that bracha recited? Okay? Who here has always heard HaMavarach HaSav Yisrael B'Shalom recited? Okay, so I'll tell you, okay, so let me tell you the background, all right? In Europe, in many, many of the standard Ashkenazi communities, so they always said, they said, Osa Shalom. There's a question where that came from, it's not so clear. And there were some poskim who were vehemently opposed to that. The Gaon was strongly opposed to that. One of the reasons why the poskim, probably the reason why the poskim were opposed to that was why? Like, Mehechi Tesi, who are you to change the Nusach HaBracha? Chazal never said to change it. They set the change. They set the change. They never said the change of bracha to Abbas Abishav. So why in the world are you doing that for? Who gave you the authority to change the bracha? So again, it's not like some guy got up, you know, in the 1800s and said, okay, gee, great, let's change the bracha. I mean, there's this old minhag floating around. So many, many poskim were posted, but lemaisa, almost the predominant minhag in the Ashkenaz communities was the El Seshol. So you could even sometimes see how Hukum changed a little bit. When I was a little boy, just about everybody said El Seshol. That was the minhag to any normal standard, you know, Ashkenaz shul, they said El Seshol. Why did they say El Seshol? Why was that the minhag in America, Belishim Chaylik? Because why? Because it's called the Birnbaum Machzer. That's the reason why. Okay? Because somebody wrote a Machzer. The famous Machzer was used in all the American shuls. Was the Philip Birnbaum Machzer. And Philip Birnbaum Machzer just said, oh, that's what everybody did. Because that's what they all did in Europe. We just copied right out of the Machzer out of Poland. Okay? That was the minute. However, I watched this and I saw this as I got older. So all of a sudden, the trend started to shift a little bit. Why the trend started to shift a little bit? So in Eretz Yisrael, because in Eretz Yisrael, so the minhag was many minhag when it's all off of Musach HaGra. Anyone know why is that? Why
the Gros Tamidim were like the first
from the early ones, and the Svaridim also were early Kovim, many of the minhagim of Eretz Yisrael. So that's why you have a lot of minhagim at Gra that are, because very often the minhag Gra and the Svaridim are very often similar to one another. So you all of a sudden you had this whole, you know, quote unquote new minhag. That people were, the Sfarim were saying Brachas HaBesov HaSholem, and the Tamidim HaGro was saying it, and slowly but surely that became the meaning of the yeshivas. So the Litvish yeshivas, the ones who were following the Minhag Yagra, or some degree of the Minhag Yagra, so all of a sudden they start saying Brachas HaBesov HaSholem. As the years, in my lifetime, I noticed the trend shift already. Our shul does a Mavarech HaBesov HaSholem. Okay, who here's shul does a Mavarech? Which shul, who here down the shul still does Oseh HaSholem? What's the name of your shul?
Woodside Synagogue.
It's like an old time shul.
Not really.
Not so. Okay. Okay. So most what?
Hashalom.
Oseh HaShalom. Instead of Amavarach, it's Oseh HaShalom.
No, but not Oseh HaShalom. Not like that.
No, not in the Kaddish. I'm saying Baruch Hashem Oseh HaShalom. Your shul does that still?
I can't remember that.
Try to remember. Okay. So the famous story goes about there was once a shul that they were getting into a big fight over this. So somebody was over the fact that only in a shul can you get into a fight over whether the nusach of shalom is also shalom or so much. Okay. Like there's a story about once a shul they got into a big fight whether they should say halal or matzmut. So they came to a certain rav and they asked them, what should we do? So rav sat there and said, well, what's the meaning in your shul? So he said, well, we don't have a minhag. So I said, what did you do last year? He said, last year we fought about it. So the Rav said to him, so your minhag in your shul is that you fight about things. So continue to fight, continue to follow the minhag. Okay. Everybody said, that's that story. So the extra insertions of the Shemoneh Esrei, during the Sesko Tshuva, are only Bitaris minhag. The only ones that are really Mikra Din are Melech HaKadosh and Melech HaMishpat. So if a person messes up in one of these two Askaras, one of these two Shinuyim in the Nusach, that's a big problem. And most of the Rishonim say you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. If you messed up either Melech HaKadosh or Melech HaMishpat. The only thing is there are more quotes of Chaf by Melech HaMishpat that maybe b'diavad you don't have to repeat for Melech HaMishpat. Why is that? Because you already Chaf, you already said the word Melech. He said Melech Tzedakah HaMishpat. So the Ramah says that maybe you could argue that b'diavad at least Melech Tzedakah HaMishpat, at least you Chaf the theme of Malchus in the Bracha. Even that, not everyone agrees to. Fine. But a Melech HaKadosh, if he goofed it, he said, HaKel HaKadosh, you gotta start over again. So Zavta Chayodam, in the name of Ebelami Pasvela, he says that if you missed a Melech HaKadosh in the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's not so terrible. You know why? Ein Tzach Lach, so you don't have to repeat. You know why? Kedin Tavlu Hiski Yalav Yabal Rosh Chodesh. It's the same as missing Yalav Yabal in the night of Rosh Chodesh. What's the connection? Shein Tzach Lach, so Mach Shein Makash HaKadosh Belayla. Zavta Chayodam, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that the Beis Din Shalmala doesn't begin to judge, because Rosh Hashanah doesn't sit on the Kisek Shal Nishpa Shal Din in Rosh Hashanah until Beis Din Shalmat is Bekadosh Tachodesh. The Gemara Dasha is supposed to be Chayik Yisrael Mishpa Loki Yaakov. And until Klal Yisrael declare it to be Rosh Hashanah, until the Beis Din accepts the witnesses and they declare Mekudosh Tachodesh, the Din doesn't begin. But the night of Rosh Hashanah is not really Zman HaDin. The night of Rosh Hashanah is not a Yom HaDin. It's I mean, it's a serious time still, but the din doesn't begin until the next morning. So comes the Chayyadim and says that, why do we say a Melech HaKadosh for? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is sitting, the Melech HaYoshev, he's sitting on the Malchus judging the world, so that's why we say a Melech HaKadosh. Zok the Chayyadim, but technically speaking, that Malchus of din doesn't kick in until the next day. So the same way the Gemara says that if you goofed and you missed Yalav Yov, what night is Nishka for Elk, not the end of the world, because it's not really Rosh Chodesh anyway, because you came to Kash Sechodesh. So that same reason will determine that if you missed the Melech HaKadosh and the first night of Rosh Hashanah, it's not the end of the world either, because the Malchus of Rosh Hashanah, that's not a Mishpat and Din, didn't begin yet. Ad kan debri HaChayodim. It's a Chiddush Gov HaChayodim. Yeah, you do, except for the first night. That's the,
why can't you just say that you can Rosh Hashanah on Thursday night? It's like the same thing as Sefer Shuvah that you would have to repeat again.
No. The key saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't begin the process of Aseret Tshuvah. He doesn't start to judge the world until the day of Rosh Hashanah. And then he stays, the Malchut stays in Din until the end of Yom Kippur. But nothing starts at night. The first night of Rosh Hashanah is a freebie. Because the Beis Din was Mekash Tachadish. Okay? That's the Chiddush goal of Chayyadim. No, anyone want to argue with this Chayyadim? Anyone have any lomdus to argue with this Chayyadim based on some of the things we've been talking about? Is this equation correct? If you had a board here, make an equation here. HaMelech HaKadosh on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is the halachic equivalent of the Yalav Yov on Rosh Chodesh. Is that true or is it not true?
One day Rosh Chodesh?
No, it's not. Because the Yalav Yov is, we don't make the Kaddish the Yalav Yov at night.
Neither do we do.
So we don't melech hakadosh either.
Why do they
do that? No, the yalav yavo always. You don't repeat it
as
opposed to the entire
section. No, but it's the same svar that prevents you from not having to repeat the yalav yavo, because lemaisi didn't do kiddush hachodesh. So if there's no kiddush hachodesh, then there's no mishpat either. So if there's no mishpat, so it should be okay. If you didn't say melech hakadosh, what's the difference in lomdus? You guys are thinking the Ulmas al Yoyanim, you're up in clouds and the Shemayim. Down to this world, guys.
Yalav Yovo is about the Kiddush HaYom. It's about the actual being Mekadesh L'Chodesh. We're saying, right, we mentioned Rosh Chodesh explicitly. With HaMelech HaKadosh, we're getting to the point that, like, Hashem is judging us right now. We're getting into a theme of Malchus. So you could say that should apply even.
But the push comes to shove, there's no judging right now. HaMelech HaKadosh was instituted because there's man of Malchus of judging. But Lamaisa, there's no judging now. The court hasn't opened yet.
Why do we say HaMelech
HaKadosh at all? You're pushing the question back, so why do we say Yalav Yov at night? I didn't answer that question. So I just want to know whether the two are the same. I want to know whether you think that this equation is correct. What do you think in Lomdusha categories? Everyone's thinking here in almost like Mitzia's categories. Lomdusha categories.
Was not. Meaning Yalav Yov was just this addition, whereas
Now it's open. So the Rav disagreed with this. Shtikl Tarf the Chayadim, the Mishaburim. And the Rav said, explain to you why I disagree. Zok the Rav, Zabriski Tarif, says the Rav, Yalav Yov is fundamentally different than Melech HaKadosh in terms of lomdus. Yalav Yov is not an integral part of the Tefillah. Like some of the Rishonim said, it's like you davened already, but you just didn't say Yalav Yov. And Nebuch, if you did that in Shabbos and Mincha, Nebuch, you got to repeat the whole Shmoneh Esrei in order to be able to chop around the Yalav Yov in the context of Tefillah, like we said before. But push comes to shove, look, the Rav, when you davened Ma'ariv on Rosh Chodesh Na'ariv, not Yalav Yov, you davened Ma'ariv. The only thing is that you missed the kiyum of the askor of Yalav Yov. So al zeh nema b'gemara, that this chiyuv askoras Yalav Yov, not the chiyuv Tefillah, Tefillah, I said, I don't want. The Chiyuv Askaras Yalav Yov is not so profound at night as it is during the day. In the daytime, it's a mamash, it's a b'diavad, you have to do it. It's absolutely critical, it's imperative to mention Yalav Yov in the daytime. You know, we gotta give you an 8 to the daf and 19 brachas to be able to chop around the Yalav Yov in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. But at night, so you lost the Askara, big deal. Who cares? You know why who cares? Because why? It's not so important anyway, because the Maestro is Makadosh anyway at night. So the Askar is not so important. Abu Zakhtarav, when it comes to Melech HaKadosh, Chazal will misakin, the same magic test like that, misakin, the nusach atvilu will misakin, that when you daven Shemana Esrei during Aseres HaMetshuva, the nusach of the bracha is what? HaMelech HaKadosh. And if you said HaKel HaKadosh, it's like you said nothing. It's like imagine a guy says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Rofei Choli Amo Yisrael. You said the wrong thing. That's not the Chazim HaSabracha. So it's up to Rav, when you say the words HaKel HaKadosh, it says, but you did not say the correct Chazim HaSabracha. Because the Takon Tzolchamim was changed it, that during these 10 days we had the Chazim HaSabracha, the Melech HaKadosh.
So can't you ask the Shaila on this Rav's explanation of the Yom?
It's not the Rav, it's not a Rav, it's the Rav. It's all mentioned. It's all
mentioned. Yeah, on the Rav's explanation of the Yom Yom as an integral part. We can go back to the original question that we had of the part versus whole.
Right, so the Rav was influenced by Rav Chaim. Reb Chaim Akkazok, that Asgaris Yalav Yavo is nish part of the tefillah itself. It's a Pazundar Akiyam. It's a separate kiyam. So the Rav was going with that mindset. So therefore, the Rav said that you can no longer extrapolate from Yalav Yavo to Melech HaKadosh.
So for on the Matzei Rosh Chodesh, meaning the Mincha,
according to the Rav Shulchan Torah, you would not daven again. Correct.
Not daven
that's anymore, that's exactly where Reb Chaim helped. Right. Reb Chaim helped. No, but that's the point. The Rav said that the Nusach HaTfilu was it a Seres Vetshuva's Nusach is different. So they were Mesakin, it's a different Nusach HaTfilu. So you can't say that. I didn't say the Askara. No, it's not that you didn't say the Askara. You didn't say the Nusach HaTfilu. You didn't daven. You mamash didn't daven. No, so that's the point that the Rav held that idea of that for the Yevon it's okay, that's when you're dealing with Hilchas Askara. It's not when you're dealing with Yetzim Nusach HaTfilu. Rabbi Sivert tells us.
And therefore, it doesn't matter what's happening in the Beis Shammai.
We don't care about it. Right, it doesn't matter. Right, it's Chatfili. It's like you said, Rofe Chalam Yisrael. Instead of saying, okay, I'll never have Kodesh.
But then why were Chazal and Sakin we have to say, Malcha Kodesh on Arsene?
Because Hashem's not. You're right, because during the period of Aser Yisrael, Chazal could have done whatever they wanted to. But the Mishnah, the Gemara says in Brachas, they were Misakin. Aser Yisrael of Yisrael's Mechuva, they changed it. It's Chatfili. You're right, in theory they could have made the Takana starting in the morning. They could have started the Takana on some good eye also. But they decided that this the whole period is going to Zez Mechuva, they're going to change this Chabrachim. But the point is that it's a change this Chabrachim. Rabbi said, it's not necessarily totally Zebazan Kushbachim. Rabbi said, we have to fine tune this bar from the Rav. Because what the Rav just told us is that the saying of Yalav Yavo, like we already saw in Sefer Rishonim, is not really Hilchas Tefillah. It's really Hilchas Askara, but there's something that's screaming out at us from the Gemara, that the Askara has something to do with what? With not so much with Tefillah, the Askara is very important in the daytime and significantly less important at night. Why? Because it has something to do not just with it being Rosh Chodesh, but it has something to do with what? With the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Right? Because they mekach HaChodesh b'layla, therefore the Chavis Askara at night is not so chum, not so serious, not so important. Therefore you missed it, you blew a big deal. Doesn't matter. What is that connection between the two? What is that correlation between the mitzvah's Kiddush HaChodesh and the Askara of Yalav Yavo? Let's rephrase the question a little bit. Rabbi Sai, if you would just read the Gemara like really simple, you know, Gemara Tzvos HaShachar, the end of the fourth parak says, well, if you miss Yalav Yavo, you know, at night, don't worry about it, because they have Chashkos Belayla. If I wasn't, you know, thinking in Lumdish categories, I would probably read the Gemara something like this. This is probably how I read it when I was in sixth grade. First time I learned Tzvos HaShachar, sixth grade. I say, all right, okay, all right. So we probably, the teacher probably explained it like this. Probably said something along the lines of, it was definitely Ifrit be Ifrit when it was said, okay? Because since Eva Kach Tzachosh Balayla, go back in time now, 1700 years. You're davening Ma'ariv and Rish Chodesh, and you forgot to say Yalav Yavo, and then you realize the afterwards Gevaldeh, I forgot. So we say to you, we put your arm on you, we put your arm around, and say, don't worry, it's okay, shh. Eva Kach Tzachosh Balayla. What are we probably saying to you? We don't even know it's the Rosh Chodesh tomorrow. So don't worry, pal, it's all right. You missed it, it's okay. We don't want to come down too hard on you. It's probably not even Rosh Chodesh anyway tomorrow. We're not going to know till anyway till tomorrow.
Well, isn't it
not Rosh Chodesh?
No, no, well, when they declare to be Rosh Chodesh, then he's going Milsal and Afrei, it was Rosh Chodesh from now. Rosh Chodesh doesn't start at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. When the Edom come, then retroactively it was Rosh Chodesh from the night before.
So how could you have said...
Well, I was guessing, I'm hoping, it's a 50-50 chance.
So they
banned you, added it in, and it what?
Right, that's how they used to know, right, in those days, so before they knew for sure, right, the same Rosh Hashanah, they did the same thing. They had a whole Rosh Hashanah, they had no idea what the feeling would be Rosh Hashanah. So they had this whole kabbalah. Can you imagine, you come home, wow, it's unbelievable, you have a whole Erev Rosh Hashanah, slichas for an hour and a half, you know, you go to mikvah, you know, you're ready, everything. Come to davening, the rabbi gives us this unbelievable derasha, and your daven has an hour myriv, and your wife has 4,000 different simanim already, and every brachas, and everything gevaldig, and you wake up, seeking, you're davening, you're blowing shofar, you're davening musaf, you're tashlech, and 4 o'clock in the afternoon, word gets out, sorry guys, oops, Edom never showed up, come back tomorrow. So the Gemara says that 99.9% of the time that never happened, because Elul just about always in history always had 29 days. It could theoretically have 30 days, but it's very, very unlikely. So 99.9% of the time that doesn't happen. But on a regular Rosh Chodesh, so the guy doesn't really know whether it's going to be Rosh Chodesh or not. So if you would ask, I would say the reason why you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, Eben Kach Chodesh Malayla means that what? Because it's not so bad, because we're not even sure it's Rosh Chodesh anyway. So the Rav said that's impossible. Rav said, that cannot be pshat anymore. Give me a proof positive that cannot be pshat anymore. That the reason why you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei is because you don't really know it's Rosh Chodesh. Give me a raya brusha and a lechuva that is not pshat.
Then why would we say it in the first place?
Give me a raya brusha. Move the clock away from 1700 years ago. Move it till now. This Thursday night is supposed to be Rosh Chodesh, am I correct? Okay, Friday is Rosh Chodesh Av. Thursday night, a guy down to debate me here, I forgot to say Yalav Yavo. So we put our arm around him and say, don't worry, pal.
Because during the day we say Yalav Yavo.
You don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei because we don't really know if it's going to be Rosh Chodesh or not. What kind of joke is that? We know exactly what's going to be Rosh Chodesh. We have been Mekadesh Shapir Ian for 1700 years. So we have a calendar today, so says the Rav, so the whole din should be over bottle.
Did they do Shabbos Mavarkan back then?
So comes the Rav and says, the whole din of Ein Mekadesh Yisachidish Belayla, which is the reason why you don't have to preach Shemoneh Esrei, if it's only based on Sveikis, it shouldn't apply Bishman Ezra, Bichlal, right? And the Gemara didn't say that. In the days of the Gemara, there was a calendar. By the time Rav Yehuda Rav Ashi wrote the Gemara, there was a calendar around. The calendar started in the middle of the period of Abaye Rava. So comes the Rav and says, there's something deeper, something more going on here. What is going on behind the scenes, everybody say? What is the nature of this din of Emakash Chodesh of Balayla? Therefore, you don't repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Rav the following: he said,
"Maratorshus."
Now that's the last thing, but man, that's the last. Comes the Rav and says the following: he said, "It's the Yisod that Yisod of Rosh Chodesh. How it plays out as Manazeh. Anybody ever wonder and scratch your head? You know, you learn the second parak, the first parak of Rosh Hashanah, the second parak of Rosh Hashanah." You learn all about these gevaldike sugyas about a chedesh and zelachem rosh chodeshim. The edim come and they have to testify in front of the beis. They go along the beis. It's the kedusha chodesh and the word spreads. You know, the fires or the horsemen. A whole procedure. All kedusha piyareiyah. I never wonder. Wait a second. Why aren't we doing that anymore? What happened? What went wrong? You learn two prakim rosh hashanah and then you scratch your head. Wait a second. All we got is, we got some chazan gets up and says, Rosh Chodesh, Menachem Av, yeah. Like, well, what happened? Where the Edim, where the horsemen, where the fires, where's the Beis Din?
The false fires.
Yeah, they had to change it. They had to change
messengers.
That was a technical thing. That was just a glitch in terms of how they relay the information.
Well,
so we can't do it anymore. You know why we can't do it anymore? Because we don't have a Beis Din that has the authority to be Mekadesh Chodeshim anymore, because our Beis Din doesn't have what? Doesn't have authentic smicha ishra piyish al meish rabbeinu, because smicha process was broken. When was that chain of tradition broken? In the period of the Amoraim. It was the Romans were contributed greatly to the breaking down of that. Also the fact that the Jewish community in Eretz Yisrael was pretty much decimated, which was thanks to the Romans also. So smicha can only be given in Eretz Yisrael. By the time of Abai and Rava, by the later Amorayim, there was no more smicha anymore. And when there's no more smicha anymore, you don't have the authority to declare Kiddush HaChodesh. So that whole sugya, the first two prakim Rosh Hashanah, basically fell by the wayside about 1700 years ago.
So what are we going to do by like Mashiach?
We're going to go right back to where it was in the old days, back to Kiddush HaChosha, Pierre. That's right.
We're
going to take all the calendars and throw them out the window.
How will we continue the...
How are you going to get Smichat to start again? Oh, you got to come to Tzvat. You got to come to the Tzvat for that one.
Can Eliyahu HaNavi give us?
So Machlek is the Rambam and the Ravid. How's the Smichat going to start again? So the Rambam says you can start it over again. If you get all the Rabbanim in the world in there to stroll together and they can first Smichat on somebody, so then you can start the whole process over again. Other Rishonim say, no, that doesn't work. Other Rishonim say, you have to wait for Eliyahu HaNavi to come. Eliyahu HaNavi is going to have Smichat, he'll start the process. So we'll figure out what happens. Okay, Rabbi, see back to that story. So I have a huge problem. A very, very serious. I just explained to you why we cannot go through the process of Kiddush HaChodesh anymore. So the whole sugya of Kiddush HaPiriyah just broke down. What's my next gasha?
Why is there a Rosh
Chodesh? The whole process is broken.
Why
don't
you have to repeat
that? Why do you care about the
Kachos? Forget about davening, Rabbi Yisai. Don't misquote me now. Forget about davening. How do we have Rosh Chodesh b'zman hazeh? If part of the mitzvah chidish hazel lochem, what does a chidish hazel lochem mean? Kazer ra'eva kadesh. The Tosha explains you have to have eidim who see the new moon, have to come to bathe, and bathe that's the sesh. To cross over my adam, that's the mitzvah chidish. That's the way to kick in resh chidish. If you can't do that, so there's ois resh chidish. And one of the ramifications of that statement is there's no resh chidish. If there's no resh chidish, then there is no tfisa of the name. There is no resh chidish nisa. And if there's no Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it means there is no Chodesh HaRishon. And if there's no Chodesh HaRishon, what is there not? There's no Pesach, because there's no Chamisha in the Chodesh. Chamisha also in the Chodesh HaRishon. Rabbi said there's no Aleph Tishrei, because there's no Tishrei. Then there's no Rosh Hashanah, there's no Yom Kippur, there's no Sukkot. So all the Yom Tovim should go up in smoke. If there's no Rosh Chodesh, how in the world do you have Yom Tovim as man as that? This is not my kasha, this is the Rishon's kasha. It is clear as day that there has to be an answer to that question, because in the days of the Gemara, they observed Yontif. We still keep Yontif today. For the last 1,700 years, people have been keeping Yontif. We still blow Shofar Shem, we still fast Yom Kippur, we still don't eat Chametz Abayah. Obviously, Yom Tov are continuing. Obviously, Rosh Chodeshim are continuing. There is something missing in this puzzle. So on the one hand, there's no Kiddush HaChodesh, there's no Sanhedrin, there's no Beis Din HaGadol, there's no Smicha, so the whole thing should self-destruct. So the Gemara tells us, you know what the answer is? The Gemara itself says, they were Kaveya Awat, a calendar showing Hil Hasheni lived in Eretz Yisrael at the very, very end of this period. And he said, Shoni, we're going to make a new calendar, and we're going to set up a calendar, we're going to tell you exactly what Shoni is going to be. Set up a 19-year cycle, Shalom Yisrael, which is exactly what we do out of Yemezah. We just keep on doing the same story that Hil Hasheni did. I have one kasha. How in the world does that work? Like, what kind of game is that? What kind of magic is that? If there's a mitzvah Kiddush HaPiriyah, so what's going on? So don't do the mitzvah anymore. So no Pesach this year.
It's piggybacking off of the original.
Piggybacking. Who are we piggybacking?
It's piggybacking off of the original smicha.
Well, we don't have smicha anymore.
But they said they.
Shlichu Sayu. That's what you're talking about. Come on, you gotta look at the Nesivus, Siman Aleph, Peshemish. But come on, right? Okay. Another time, another place. Yeah.
Parashah.
Harasha, all of Yom Tov is Yaharasha.
No.
All the Pesach is Harasha. Everyone's going on Pesach programs because Pesach doesn't really exist. Come on.
What do you have if you die?
Who has Rosh Chodesh?
You know, once you're Mekash Rosh Chodesh.
Who's Mekash Rosh Chodesh?
I'm saying because of it.
Because of what?
You have to do it separately because you don't have the ability to do it.
But, so what are we doing? We're playing a game where we have a calendar. Okay, whoop-de-doo, we have a calendar.
Don't you just
know what it is now?
What do you mean we know what it is? But there's no Kiddush, there's no Beis Din. You need those magic words. What is going on?
Don't you just need Pesach
though? We don't even have Pesach. We have nothing. We should throw all the Yom Tov out the window. So what's the answer to this question? So the answer to this question is the Machlokes Rishonim. Everyone agrees there's Yom Tov. Nobody, no Rishon says, gee, by the way, good question, no answer, no Yom Tov. No, nobody said that. The question is, what does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says that Hil Hasheni was Kaveh Kalender? How does that solve the problem? So it's Machlokes the Rambam and the Ramban. We'll say the Ramban first, because it's not the part that's relevant for us. So you can just quickly we'll say it. The Ramban says, you cannot have Yontif without a Kiddush of Beis Din. It doesn't work. There is no way even Medieva to have a Yontif without, you cannot have a Rosh Chodesh without a Kiddush of Beis Din. However, says the Ramban, there happens to be a din that Beis Din can be Mekadosh as a Chodesh, even if what? Even if Edom never showed up. Right, remember that din? It's a sugi in the first prayer of Rosh Hashanah. Atem afilu muta to shogim. Even if the Edom don't show up. And then there's another din. Let's say Beis Din sitting around now, and they want to go on vacation in a few weeks. They don't want to be bothered to reconvene for next Rosh Chodesh. So they say the following, you know what? We'll jump the gun. We'll say, Rosh Chodesh, Sivan is going to be here in 30 days from now. It's only been a year now. We're going away for Sivan. We don't want to be around. We don't want to be bothered in Sivan. We're going away for the summer. We don't want to be around for Tammuz, Av, and Elul. So we'll declare Rosh Chodesh. In 29 days will be Tammuz, and 30 days will be that, and 29 will be that. We're going to declare Rosh Chodesh in advance. So the halacha is that that works. It's not a good idea. You're not really supposed to. What you're really supposed to do is wait for the Edom to come. But push comes to shove, even if the Edom didn't come, as long as the magic words left the mouth of Beis Din, that's good enough. And the Kiddush HaChodesh is chal, at least with the Eved, and the Yom Tov will continue. Says the Ramban, catch this one. That's what Hillel HaShemi did. You know what he did? He realized that Smicha is coming to an end, the Romans are taking over, it's never going to happen, we're not going to have, who knows till Mashiach comes. He's going to set up a calendar. What does it mean? He didn't just write up a calendar. What did he do? Hillel HaShemi still had Smicha. What did he do? He was Mekadish. He said, in the year Tavshin Ayin Tes, on Friday, on the 30th day of following Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, is going to be Rosh Chodesh Av, Mekudesh HaChodesh.
How many years did he do it for?
How many years did he do it for? Ad Bias Goyal. Until Mashiach comes. Now you think that he actually sat down and said, in the year Tavshin Ayin Tes, no, he probably didn't do that. He probably did was, he set up a 19-year calendar, which is the cycle, it just keeps on repeating itself, and he just simply said, him and his Beis Din got together, and they said, we are hereby instituting this calendar, and this is what it's going to be like. Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is going to be on this day, and Rosh Chodesh Chai is going to be this day, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, he set it out, and then when he got to the end of 19 years, he pressed,
Reset.
Keep on going. V'chulei, v'chulei, v'chulei. Zok the Ramban, that was a formal Kiddush HaChodesh. And without that, then we'd have no Yom Tov Mizman as well. Zok state in Ramban. It's a Kiddush, Golo from Ramban. Zok the Rambam, and Rukos Kiddush HaChodesh, that's not v'chulei. V'chulei, that's not what happened. Says the Rambam.
Why are we not changing now?
We don't have smicha, so we can't change. We don't have the kuf to change. Zok the Rambam, and Rukos Kiddush HaChodesh, that's v'chulei, not what happened. Says the Rambam, we started out by saying it's so important, it's so critical, it's so imperative that you have a Kiddush HaChodesh by Beis Din. Says the Rambam, v'med d'var mamurim, when you have a Beis Din. But if you don't have a Beis Din, then there's another way to declare Rosh Chodesh, a totally equally valid, legitimate way of declaring Rosh Chodesh. What is that?
Well, 10 Jews in Israel.
Klal Yisrael, b'noyeg Rosh Chodesh, is a Mekadosh of Rosh Chodesh. When Klal Yisrael and Mekabel upon themselves that this today is Rosh Chodesh, that is an equally valid Kiddush HaChodesh. There are two tracks of Kiddush HaChodesh up there around them. There's the track of Beis Din, and the track of Beis Din or Klal Yisrael. According to the Ramban, there's one track. The track is Beis Din, and if you don't have a Beis Din, it's over, it's done. The only thing is, Baruch Hashem, Hillel HaShemi had the foresight to be Mekadosh in advance. Going to the Rambam, no, Hillel HaShemi didn't do it. Hillel HaShemi just set up the calendar, make them do, he did the math for us. But we are the Makacha in each and every generation.
Did you say that Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh?
No, not a chance. Not in the wild region. Sorry. Myra, maybe, but not Yom Tov.
Okay. If everyone and Eliza are not together now, you and the wild Rosh Chodesh after will be on Shabbos, push it off one day?
You mean if all of Kleiser would want to change that? That's a very, very powerful question. The Ramban's version, we couldn't change Rav Smicha. According to the Rambam, we could negotiate. We're not going to, but we could
negotiate. Can you make a bracha
on Baal? I'm talking about Kares of Chometz. I'm talking about bracha on Baal. I'm talking about serious stuff. I'm
talking about
Chal Rosh Chodesh. That's the least of my problems. I'm talking about Chometz and Pesach.
This doubles down our question.
Wait, okay. Rabbi Sait, we have to finish this up with Mitzvah Shem on Wednesday. Tomorrow's a Tuyul day. Mitzvah Shem on Wednesday, we'll finish this last Akuna. This is going to become the secret to understanding Agamah. The Sheikh is a Rambam. Mitzvah Shem will finish
this. Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay. Okay, following the whole Shema Torah.